The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, well, you know, many of my listeners and I think alike. I mean, I think a lot of us are on the same page, and many of us are kind of scared at the way medicine is going, where there's less doctors available, less medical providers available, more computerization, and more reliance on computers. And one thing that has really kind of disturbed me is many people are being offered to speak to a medical provider online, just to talk to them online, Skype. And some of my patients had, or my prior patients, because now I teach, so my prior patients were, you know, diagnosed with strep throat or some sort of upper respiratory infection with obviously nobody ever touching them. And how accurate are these diagnoses? And it's really half-assed, okay? I mean, I'm sorry for using that term, but it is, okay? Telemedicine is. And however, it can provide some phenomenal opportunities for people that don't have access. So let's say you live in a remote town and you're depressed and you need to talk to your therapist immediately. And you can't drive 50 miles to see your therapist, or your therapist is not in. But they can access you on Skype, and you could get some medical consultation or some psychological consultation right there on Skype. That's valuable. And I think the telemedicine is brilliant for that. All right? Or the rash improved. And you want to save money, so you don't have to go back to the doctor to show that the rash improved. And you could show them. I mean, you're going to have to really hug that, you know, computer camera, show that the extent of the rash has now completely resolved or gone down, and then the doctor could know and the medical provider could know, okay, great, you're doing better, wonderful. So, I mean, there are applications. So when I saw this article here by Fox News, virtual doctor visits may not be the best for urgent care. I mean, I said, well, no duh. Anyway, researchers got 67 volunteers to test out how well 8 popular virtual visit companies diagnose these problems. And so, like, ankle injuries or strep throat, and they looked at 4 other common medical issues: sore throat, sinus infection, low back pain, and urinary tract infection. About 1 in 4 patients got the wrong diagnosis, or none at all, from the virtual visits. Now, this is a very, very small study, but am I the only one scared by this? I mean, something's wrong here, okay? They say virtual doctors followed standard protocols for diagnosing and treating these problems only 54% of the time. They say one of the more surprising findings of the study was the universally low rate of testing when it was needed, according to lead researcher Dr. Adam Schoenfield of the University of California, San Francisco. We don't know why, but it may reflect the challenges of ordering or following up of tests performed near where the patient lives but far from where the doctor is, or concern about the cost to the patient of additional testing. So virtual visits are like these video conferences, these Skype, phone calls, web chats. They're becoming more and more common, and patients are preferring them because they're cheaper, and boom, all they have to go with do-do-do-do-do, and boom, you have a medical provider. As opposed to going, well, you can't see Dr. Dahlia for another 5 weeks, and when you do, don't forget you have a balance, and you got to pay your copay, and you have to, you know, some people are like, you know what, I could just do this. It's easier. So this is obviously a concern, because this is, I mean, it's there's a demand for it. I mean, when there's a consumer demand for something, you bet your butt companies are going to provide it. Now, They also say some insurers are starting to pay for these virtual visits. So now there's less of an obstacle for people to get them. In the current study, Dr. Schofield and his colleagues trained volunteers to act as if they had common acute medical problems. Then they sent them to virtual doctors provided by Ameridoc, Armwell, Consult a Doctor, Doctor on Demand, MG Align, MD Live, MeMD, and now Clinic. Altogether, the volunteers completed 599 virtual visits in 2013 and 2014. The companies varied in how well they followed treatment guidelines, with standard care given anywhere from 34 to 66% of the time. Standard care given about a third to two-thirds of the time. Standard care, really, people? That should be all the time. Mode of communication, such as web chatting or video conference, did not influence how the guidelines were followed. Virtual doctors got complete histories and did thorough exams anywhere from 52% to 82%. Thorough exams? How do you look in the throat? How do you feel the lymph glands? A thorough exam. Virtual visits resulted in correct diagnosis anywhere from 65% to 94% of the time. Virtual doctors will fail to order urine tests needed to assess urinary tract infections or to request images needed to diagnose ankle pain. So if somebody called saying they had ankle pain, no, it didn't seem like many of the doctors ordered an x-ray to see if it was fractured. Or if somebody said they had burning when they urinated, the doctor or the medical provider did not order a urine test. Now, some of you will say, well, Dolly, if somebody has burning when they pee, it's obviously a urinary tract infection. Well, what kind of a urinary tract infection? Maybe it's gonorrhea. Maybe it's chlamydia. I've had women with cervical cancer come in complaining of burning when they urinate. All right? I mean, is it really a UTI? Not all UTIs are UTIs. And many of you remember the very famous case I told you about where I had a patient who came in for a bladder infection in the ER, and it turned out she was having a heart attack. And what had happened is she was nauseated. We found the bladder infection kind of coincidentally, and when I gave her medicine for the nausea, I threw her into her second heart attack so that we were able to then, I mean, it was luck of the draw. We were able to diagnose her and then send her to Scottsdale Memorial to be treated for acute myocardial infarction that happened the night before. So to me, a UTI or a bladder infection is maybe 60% of the time a bladder infection. And you only know that because you've seen thousands upon thousands of patients. So keep in mind, guys, that just because somebody doesn't order a test because it's not convenient, because you're, you know, far away, doesn't mean you don't need the test. 1-877-DR-ALLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this made headlines today. The strangest job interview questions. This was interesting, okay? They say if you're one of the 45% of people looking for a new job this year, you need to be ready to answer not only what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses, but some very weird questions. Now, career website Glassdoor publishes the top 10 oddball interview questions, which is a list of the most eccentric questions interviewees have been asked in North America and parts of Europe. And some of these seem to be out of left field, but here's the thing. These weird off-the-wall questions test a job's candidate's critical thinking skills, see how they, you know, problem solve on the spot, and gauge how they approach difficult situations. When I teach people how to interview for a job, for medical school, etc., that's exactly what I tell them, because you know, it's not the, they don't, like, for example, some medical schools will ask you what, you know, if you could be an insect, what insect would you be? I mean, like, no, they don't, you know, and then you're like, okay, well, do I say butterfly? How do I answer that? And, you know, it doesn't matter how you answer it. It's how you respond when they ask you a question like that. So one of the first things I recommend to everybody is what you need to do is tell them, first, don't laugh at the question. Okay, some of you will be like, okay, well, that's a stupid question. And then you'll make a laugh. Something like that can be an automatic deal breaker for you. So, and you know, you may have a nervous laugh, but tell them, sorry, it's a nervous laugh. I don't want to mess this question up. But don't let them infer that your laugh is, okay, this is stupid. Okay, you don't want that because, again, these people work very long and hard coming up with their questions, and they're very proud of them. So never insult the interviewer by making fun of their question. All right, so according to Glassdoor, they say employers want to determine how different candidates respond to challenges, and those who respond well may have the edge when it comes to receiving a job offer. While more challenging interview questions help employees weed out certain candidates, they may be beneficial for the new employee as research is conducted. Okay, so here we go. One, if you had $2,000, how would you double it in 24 hours? Now, this question was asked by Uniqlo Management Trainee, I guess was the job they were applying for. If you had $2,000, how would you double it in 24 hours? Okay, so, I'm from Vegas. So I would say I probably wouldn't double it. I mean, I would attempt to by throwing it on, you know, black or red playing roulette. That would probably be the quickest way to do it, but I don't think it would be the wisest way to do it. The other is I would, use that money as a loan, okay, to my brother and say, look, I need to borrow $4,000. Here's $2,000. Give me the $4,000. Here's $2,000. So you know that I'm good for it. And then boom, you doubled it pretty quickly. Other than that, I would not have a good answer for that. I have no idea. Okay, now, maybe what they're looking at is maybe you'll say, oh, yeah, I play the horses, I play this, I love to gamble. What I'll do is I'll use $2,000 to buy a bunch of heroin and sell it. So they're looking at that, okay? And if you say you don't know, that's okay. It's okay to say, I don't know. And you know, another thing that you could also do is show your personality. You can say, I'm not that lucky, all right? Because I got to tell you, if I had $2,000, it would probably be spent on Super Bowl tickets. You see what I mean? That's answers like that could work, okay? If you say, you know, booze and women, probably not a good answer. Delta Airlines for Revenue Management Co-op asked, how many basketballs would fit in this room? So if you're like, what? Huh? Okay, I agree, you know, but don't answer that way. Go, all right, now that's a good question. Well, from a spatial perspective, you know what? I would say lots, but if you need to know, maybe 2,000. You know what? I don't know. I want to answer that. I don't know. But look around the room, okay? And maybe comment on something in the room. Show that you are aware of your surroundings. And another thing they're probably looking at is if you, okay, let's say there's a bathroom, there's a closet. Alright, and so your response isn't that you came up with 5,752. In fact, that would probably scare them and freak them out. But your response is, do you want me to include the closets and the bathrooms? And do you want me to include the air duct space? An answer like that without sounding cocky could be pretty impressive because that means you are aware of spatial. Alright? Number eight. This is the eighth most popular or weird. If you were a brand, what would be your motto? That was Boston Consulting Group, and you were applying for a consultant job. Okay, so the Dr. Dahlia brand, if I was a brand, what would be my motto? Well, my brand, I've already come up with a motto, okay? I want you guys to not hold in your gas. So it would be, if you got the loot, toot, okay? And that would probably be my motto. So I've already thought of that. Maybe you guys want to think of what your motto is. Couldn't hurt. All right, what would you do if you found a penguin in the freezer? Trader Joe's asked that question. Well, I would let it out I would already fall in love with it because I would want it as a pet, and I would probably call Animal Protective Services and the animal agencies to Fish and Wildlife to find out if they would allow me to keep it. And that would be my answer. Pretty easy answer. Shows you have love. By the way, I have a better answer for who the appropriate agency would be. All right, Department of Fish and Wildlife, Parks and Recreation, yeah. If I gave you $40,000 to start a business, what would you start? Now, this is from HubSpot account manager. If you've had a real keen idea that you think is a moneymaker, I would probably be careful on spilling the beans, okay, and letting them know what your ideas are. However, this could be a great opportunity to show your ingenuity and say, you know what? There are really, remember I came up with that idea, you know, where diabetics get their feet, like that one woman had a toe amputated because she got an infection, etc. So I said we should have podiatrists that hire cosmetologists. You know, maybe it doesn't sound like the biggest business in the world, but think about it. This is something that could go very viral. It's something that has practical applications, and for $40,000, I could probably make a business like that work. It shows you put some thought into it, and it shows you don't have hyperbolic, exaggerated fantasies, okay? Number five came in as, how would you sell hot cocoa in Florida? You know what? It's chocolate, all right? And so you're one of your biggest demographics. That was from Business Acquisitions Human Resources Recruiter. One of your biggest demographics for chocolate are your females. So I would probably go to a very heavy trafficked area. I would sell hot cocoa there, and I would definitely add the whipped cream and those little chocolate sprinkles and make it very attractive. They have, what would the name of your debut album be, according to Urban Outfitters sales associate? Mine would be Dahlia. I already gave that some thought. Okay, not Dr. Dahlia, just Dahlia. It sounds sexy. It sounds exotic, and if it's going to be my debut album, I'm going to want to sell it. And a very easy name. Now, if you have a catchy name, you know, like if you want to say, what's a catchy name? Toilet paper rolls empty, something like that. Tell them why. Okay, justify why you came up with that. If you're the CEO, what are the first three things you check about the business when you wake up, according to Dropbox? That's for their rotation program. So the first three things check about the business, I would probably check the stocks. I would probably make sure, I would probably check the news alerts to make sure that there was nothing that occurred in terms of any news that might have happened at one of my facilities. But I would look at the competition. So the first three things I would do is check the competition. Okay, number two, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Whole Foods Market asked that question for you to be a meat cutter. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? My answer to that is neither, all right? I love ducks and I love horses, so I would want to probably ride it. So I would probably be in the process of taming, so I'll pick the first answer so I could try to tame one. Again, they just want to see what your answer is and the confidence. And then number one, when a hot dog expands, in which direction does it split and why? This is SpaceX propulsion structural analysis. Now, if you answer the question, sorry, I'm vegan, I don't like hot dogs, you know, yeah, you may impress fellow vegans or fellow vegetarians, but they want an answer. So you could say, look, I don't eat hot dogs much, you know, but they would split longitudinally. And, gosh, they're juicy and yummy. You're making me hungry. Something like that. All right. Trying to get you guys jobs. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a 3.4 earthquake struck near Santa Clarita, California yesterday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Happened last night. It's epicenter was 7 miles from San Fernando, 9 miles from West Hills. And I guess there was another earthquake, about 3.0. Nearby. We get these stories of these little earthquakes. I mean, they happen a lot. I'm not really surprised. You know, many of them under 4.0, so I'm not overly worried, but I guess, you know, there's a lot of, things that make you go, We were talking last week about how Oklahoma appears to be more earthquake prone because of the oil and gas drilling. One of you had a comment on that. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about you're talking about them putting the wastewater into fault lines. And it's a two-part comment. One may be more an inquisitive one. I wonder if that's causing pressure release that later on would relieve us from a bigger earthquake by releasing small amounts of earthquake pressure here and there by them stimulating it. And my other part of that is, well, you know, you got fluoride and all these other companies that are, you got all these chemicals out there and all these companies that would rather probably save the money that they would spend on any kind of storing or waste disposal or, you know, filtering, or it's easier for them to find an industry that will buy that waste or that needs that waste, so that way they're making money in the place they would normally probably spend it. So those are my two comments. I'm not sure if they're correct or if you know the answer to the earthquake pressure relief, but thank you for everything you do. I love listening to you. I'm calling from Las Vegas, and my name's Tamara. Have a great night. Bye.
I'm looking up. Well, this was she's not live, so I was able to kind of cheat and try and look up what studies have been done on trying to. Thank you for calling, by the way. And I know that was on the answer line. You must have been listening to the show at night. If that's been tried, where you try to make an earthquake, you know, a smaller one to relieve pressure, I believe they were looking at that. Where you can try to, I just don't think we could do the degree that needs to be done. I think the earth, you know, I mean, where it happens is so far deep into the earth that I don't think what we could do from the surface could mimic what needs to be done. I think they were looking at nuclear explosions and those were ruled out. Let me see. That's interesting. I want to look that up. I mean, I wonder if, what was happening in Oklahoma was they were noticing more and more earthquakes as a result of these companies dumping wastewater into the earth. You saw Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Texas, you know, this New Madrid fault zone being of concern. And some 7 to 8.0 earthquakes, the larger earthquakes, did apparently hit back in the 1800s, which was before companies messing with it. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much of control we would have as man and woman to make these earthquakes happen, because I think where there's fault lines, I mean, there's going to be earthquakes, and I just think there's a bigger force involved. But that's an interesting thought. I mean, if you know, wastewater injection could actually help rather than hurt. But, you know, it's very easy to test. If they see more and more earthquakes, multiple ones being done, and less opportunities for big ones done, then it's just mathematical, you know. But if they see, no, you're having more and more earthquakes than you ever have been recorded, okay, let's not mess with it, because we could really be waking up, you know, let sleeping dogs lie, right, type of thing. Yeah, you don't want to be waking up, you know, the mother puppy. So that's interesting. Nah, it's good. Thank you for calling, though. I wish I knew more about earthquakes. I really love that stuff. Yeah, there's an article here. Is it possible to release a tectonic pressure before an earthquake by man-made interventions? And there are labs looking at this. There's digging with an automated drone by tunnel boring machines, TBMs. And then you have some sort of explosions that would put some sort of fluid in there. That's interesting. So they're working on it. They're working on it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York has signed legislation today enacting a statewide $15 minimum wage plan and a 12-week paid family leave policy. The legislation was passed as part of their new budget. The governor signed the piece of legislation immediately prior to attending a 1,000-person victory rally. He says by moving to a $15 statewide minimum wage and enacting the strongest paid family leave policy in the nation, New York is showing the way forward on economic justice. I believe they are the second state, as California has already approved a $15 minimum wage plan that's going to be gradual. I'm trying to see how gradual this is. They say for workers in New York City employed by large businesses, the minimum wage is going to be $11 at the end of 2016, and then it'll go $2 up each year thereafter, reaching $15 by December 31st, 2018. So by 2019, now some of you guys are thinking, wait a second, we're at what, $7.25 now. So you're talking 3 years from now, we're going to be up to 15. One, that's a quick hike, but two, is $15 an hour even going to cut it with the way inflation is going and, you know, with a looming recession coming back? For workers in New York City employed by small businesses, those with 10 employees or fewer, the minimum wage would rise to $10.50 by the end of 2016 and then go up $1.50 each year until they reach 2015 by December 31st, 2019. So they basically talk about the different minimum wages, et cetera, and how it would increase and et cetera. And then, of course, the 12-week paid family leave. Employees are going to be eligible for 12 weeks of paid family leave when caring for an infant, a family member with a serious health condition, or to relieve family pressures when someone is called to active military service. Benefits are going to be phased in beginning 2018 at 50% of an employee's average weekly wage, capped at 50% of the statewide average weekly wage, and fully implemented by 2021 of 67% of the average weekly wage. Then the program will be funded entirely through a nominal payroll deduction on employees, so it costs businesses, big and small, nothing, they say. Employees are eligible to participate after having worked for their employer 6 months. I thought I also heard that somebody pays, that the employers do have to pay the other 33% eventually. So a lot of changes in New York, changes in California, and I foresee changes all around. Again, I am concerned about the economic ramifications, but I got to tell you, man, my family, we try to go out for breakfast. We're like, do you guys want to go out, you know, to one of these, you know, omelet houses type of things, you know, for breakfast? Yeah, let's do that. We can't walk out of there without spending, like, $60. $60 for eggs and pancakes, so we don't go out anymore. So, I mean, one thing that this may do is if people feel like they have a little bit more money or they're making a little bit more money, maybe they will go out. But I got to tell you something, boy, these breakfast places are packed. I mean, if you guys want to start a business or you want a restaurant that's going to be a hit, I tell you, in my neck of the woods, breakfast places, a big hit. And there just doesn't seem to be enough of them. It's crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A nurse on a graveyard shift orders a pizza from Domino's. What she gets back is a nasty note. This happened in Paris, Texas. So she orders a pizza, and I guess the note that came with it is, we would appreciate it very much if you didn't wait until 5 minutes before we close. What the heck, you know, come on. So apparently when she called for a pizza, it was just minutes before they were going, and they were going to wrap up and leave. You see the work ethic. If I was an owner, if I owned that particular franchise, I would be just like, what? But I got to tell you guys, have you worked in restaurants before? You may not want to tick off the chef. So if I were you, I would kind of look to see if somebody is open all night, because someone about to close, you don't know what they're going to do to your pizza. They could get mad. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Tom working the dials. All right, how many of you would ride the death simulator? Apparently there's an attraction in Shanghai that I guess offers you the chance to be virtually cremated before being reborn through a latex womb. I mean, if that's what you are into. It's a very odd attraction. It opens in Shanghai, and people are asked to discuss a life and death scenario before deciding if they would put one of their fellow if they would, put one of their fellow philosophers forward for death, or if they would sacrifice their own life. So, the person with the worst explanation is selected for death, climbs inside the giant simulator, and is fed through the machine feet first. The scenes all around project images of rolling flames. After the virtual cremation, the person moves from the slab and crawls through a latex womb on their hands and knees, simulating their rebirth. I don't think either of my sons could remember, but I think their trip down the canal was a little different than that. Responses from the initial participants, believe it or not, have been positive. Some reported coming to terms with life and death and a distinct shift in their mindset after the quote-unquote worthwhile experience. I guess it's this new attraction and people like it and they want, I guess the entrepreneurs behind it, because you're like, why? It's like $70 a ticket, by the way. The entrepreneurs explain that their goal is for people to come away with a different view on life and to forget their problems. I would instead probably be having, nightmares. I don't think I would be doing well at all with that. No. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got migraines. You got migraines. We all got migraines, right? It stinks. Migraines really, really blow. But guess what? There's a new drug. It's an injection called ALD-403. And they said it significantly slashed migraine attacks in a third of the patients, thanks to a pharmaceutical company. Woohoo! This is why I like pharmaceutical companies, guys. Who else is working on migraine injections? So they did a trial of 600 people. Three quarters of people that have migraines in general can have dizziness, nausea, crippling pain, inability to sleep, inability to work, inability to do the radio show, because they're just so discombobulated from their pain. Painkillers don't work, okay? And migraine medicine, the migraine medicines like the triptans, they work, but I can't take it if I'm at work. I gotta wait till I go to bed at night because I feel a little weird when I'm on it. Now, early trials have shown that this breakthrough drug could reduce the number of attacks by 3/4, so 75%. So Alder Biopharmaceuticals said that in a trial of 600 people, its injection called ALD-403 was 75% effective. This is pretty cool. Of course, their shares jumped 50% with the results being announced. And this is one of the few holy grails, they say, of medical research. And this injection will possibly be pursued by drug giants like Amgen, Eli Lilly, and Teva. They are all competing now with Alder to get the first license of the medication. So, four pharmaceutical firms are trying to introduce this drug in a race. Can you imagine? So everybody's working on the same thing. And then whoever can beat it to the punch. So I hope whoever invested in the stock knows that they could be, you know, beat out by Teva. Teva's pretty good. So anyway, I guess it tackles a protein called calcitonin gene-related peptide, CGRP. This is what triggers the pain and the nausea associated with migraine. CGRP causes the swelling of blood vessels intertwined with nerve endings, which kind of gives you the pounding. They found that monoclonal blood proteins, antibodies specifically engineered to bind to the CGRP, were able to mop up the chemical so it couldn't trigger a migraine. They figured this out back in the 1980s. But many of the medications they feared would hurt the liver. The latest batch of drugs has very few safety issues. So this could be really cool. By the way, if any of you ladies are starting to get more and more headaches, first of all, anybody with an increasing amount of headaches, they really should get checked and get a scan. I would recommend an MRI if you qualify, because these headaches are, they're so debilitating and you just want to make sure there's not another cause. But once everything is ruled out, like tumor or sinusitis or other sorts of issues that could be causing the headaches from an anatomical standpoint, then I would also consider looking at your estrogen. We found that my estrogen drop was what was causing my headaches. And many of you guys know that my estrogen has been just dropping and dropping, and I just don't sound like this anymore. And that's what's been causing my headaches. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. Pretty cool. Now, while we're discussing injections, there's another injection that's supposed to help infertile men make their sperm swim faster. It's platelet-rich plasma, and they think it'll increase pregnancy rates. Researchers in Spain are testing the idea that spinning blood to extract platelet-rich plasma, which is a concentrated mix of substances in the blood that help cells grow, could make sperm swim faster and increased pregnancy rates in couples seeking fertility treatment. Up to a third of infertile couples could benefit from the technology, they say, and this could be incredible. Because, listen, you got to, light a spark up these little sperm's behinds. They say male infertility is thought to be the reason why, behind half of the cases of women having difficulty conceiving, and is most commonly due to problems with the man's sperm motility. Other causes include ejaculation mechanism, low levels of testosterone, and sometimes side effects of certain medications. So many men, if they have fertility issues, it's not that they have absolutely no sperm, azoospermia. It's they got the sperm, they just don't swim. And they don't do what it's supposed to do. They need to be good quality. So you need to have normal sperm with good quality tails, flagella, I think it's called flagella. I have to relook that up, my sperm anatomy. And these are the things that help them propulse to where they need to. And remember, sperm needs to go into the vagina, past the uterus, through the cervix, past the uterus, up into a fallopian tube to meet the egg. It's got a lot of traveling. I mean, a half a foot. That's a long way to go. So anyway, so they're looking at these, plasma and platelets. This is really some cool stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted as we hear. It's a trial out of Spain. Oh, so much to talk about. I'm trying to get it all in. Hold on a second here. All right. Bilingual children, they say, are smarter. Babies who grow up listening to two languages have better problem-solving skills even before they could talk. This is fascinating. Okay, remember I told you that if you want to try to avoid dementia, there's been studies saying you should be bilingual, you should learn another language. Well, it only makes sense that these kids that are bilingual are already using parts of the brain that a lot of other kids don't. Researchers have found that the brains of babies exposed to two languages benefit from this extra boost even before they can utter a word. And they claim that just growing up in a home or environment where they're listening to more than one language being spoken improves their mental skills, solving skills, and memory. This study comes out of the University of Washington, Seattle, and they found that the development actually starts by the time babies are 11 months old and ready to say their first words. I think I was talking at 1 month. I was babbling really early. I mean, you kids babble. They'll coo, when they're 2 months old and stuff, but they'll start to form words and stuff by year. Anyway, executive function of the brain's control room organizes the data, helps you with your memory. They say babies, okay, so in this study, they listened to both Spanish and English, which obviously is very common. And they looked at 16 infants age 11 months, half from bilingual homes and half from monolingual homes. Their brain activity was monitored using special headsets that register magnetic changes in nerve cells in response to 18 minutes of speech sounds. The bilingual babies showed stronger responses in the prefrontal cortex and the orbitofrontal cortex of the brain. Whew, say that in Espanol. Whew. All right, necesito practicarme Espanol más, más, más. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.